Hello and welcome to a brain-breaking podcast. So today we're going to be talking about time travel, right? And I was just sitting down, just eating some breakfast, and I thought to myself, came up with something kind of interesting. The idea that the reason we don't experience or, interact with other time travelers is because time travel is only possible going forwards. Now, like, an idea that I had where this would be really useful is if a civilization from, let's say they're like 1500 years more advanced than us. That seems pretty reasonable, but they're a lot more advanced. 1500 years isn't that much. I mean, Egyptians were around like 2000 years ago. And now we have, and it's only now that we have digital devices and stuff like that, right? So maybe the idea of traveling faster in this barrier. And that could support this theory that there is this barrier or this filter that stops humans, or not even humans, but civilizations from advancing to a point that they can actually break physical laws and universal laws and stuff like that. But maybe they don't actually break a universal law. That's another idea that I had, was maybe they use time travel as a means of traveling farther distances. That would actually make sense. Imagine if you can, but then why would you, imagine you can step out of this dimension into a dimension where time is not, does not affect you and your biology and stuff like that. You don't age, so you can kind of step out of time for a bit and then step back into time. So it's like being on a spaceship. Imagine a spaceship where the spaceship travels. You're always with it. You're always there. But you can travel back to it and traveling in between time. That's kind of a fucking weird concept. Yeah, the reason I say that is because then it's not necessarily breaking any laws. Because if you're stepping out, at least that's to my knowledge. I don't think it's breaking any laws. Because if you're stepping out of the ship is still traveling that distance, right? Regardless of how fast it goes, it's still going to be traveling that distance. Let's say we want to go to like Alpha Centauri or something like that, or I think I pronounced it right, I'm not 100% sure. But let's say we wanted to go to that star, the closest star to us. We just step out of the spaceship and come right back when it's arrived at its destination. And that would be like second travels. Like, it really depends on how fast you can go in and out of time. Maybe it's a pretty long process. Maybe it's like a week process. It's possible. Because the reason I'm saying this is because if this could be just general relativity, but let's say that you're able to somehow synthesize this gravitational bubble, right? And you're able to generate this bubble of immense gravity, which you are not affected by. That's the thing. You would probably be affected by, because you're made out of matter, right? But let's say it's not, or maybe what if it's accumulative? If you start adding gravity to a certain point over a period of time, to the point that your time, wow, this is actually, I honestly think this is possible, you create this point of gravity, right? And it's, the gravity is pretty strong. It starts slowing time down for you. But compared to somebody else, it's still, so they could be traveling a distance, but you wouldn't age. And then all you have to do is either slow down or decrease that the amount of gravity that point has, and then you would just go back to regular time. What would happen? That's a really interesting experiment, because then you would have to get out of the ship in order to do that. That's the thing. And then don't you also have to go back and catch up to that ship? That's right there. That's brain breaking. I mean, imagine that for a second. You, like, what would happen if half of the ship, let's say it was a black hole, for instance. Let's just say it's a black hole, and it's a pretty small black hole. Let's say you have half, you managed to somehow put half of a spaceship inside that black hole and half of the spaceship outside. What would happen to that spaceship? They see spaghettification, which I totally believe. But then what happens if you remove that black hole? Would it just spring back into itself, or would it remain spaghettified? Like, let's say it doesn't go beyond the event horizon, it just stays on the top. Would it stretch to the point? Like, imagine just completely removing it. What would it look like? That's an interesting idea. Anyways, thank you for watching first brain-breaking podcast. We started a time travel, went to general relativity, and I think I made a time machine, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't work. I have a strange sensation that there is something quantum physics that kind of just stops that from happening. So, and also we can't just create gravity on the spot right now. That's not a technology that exists. But yeah, thank you for listening and have a good one.